Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Who are those guys?
Welcome to Volume 82 of Radio Free Bongo. I'm your host, Bongo Johnny. And on this podcast, we're going to try something I like to call perfect album sides. These are albums that I used to put on first cut to the last. Didn't need to skip over anything. Just put on the first one, sit back, and let it rip. We've got two of those for you here tonight. We're going to open up a first one with the Rolling Stones. From February of 1965, it was their third U.S. album. It was called The Rolling Stones Now. It featured Brian Jones playing a lot of slide guitar on it, and it's a goodie. Here we go.
Somebody to love, someone to stay with him all the time. When they- bought a brand new Airmobile. It was custom made, it was a lightly feel with a powerful motor and some hideaway wing. Pushing on the button and you can hear her sing. Now you can't catch me. Turnpike in the wee hours. I was rolling slowly cause of drizzling showers. Here come a flat top, he was moving up with me. Then come sailing goodbye in a little old souped up mini. I put my foot in my tank and I begin to roll. On in siren cars, the state patrol. So I get out my wings and then I my home. Bye-bye, New Jersey, I'll be come airborne. Now you can't catch me. No, baby, you can't catch me. If you get too close, you know I'm gone like a
hard. you'll only make me glad. Better listen, little girl. You're going walking down the street. I ain't got no love. I ain't the kind of me. This heart of stone. Oh no, no, you'll never break this heart of stone, darling. No, no, this heart of stone. You'll never break it, darling. You won't break this heart of stone. Oh no, no, no. You better go. You better go home. Cause you'll never break this heart of stone. You better drive on home. Thank you.
dance and boogie like I'm gonna play. There's just an old piano and a knockout bass. The drummer man's a cat, they call Charlie McCoy. You know, remember that rubber leg boy. Mama cooking chicken fried and bacon grease. Come on along, boys, it's just down the road a piece. Run, there's a place you
Begin a bark. begin to howl. Watch how strange can be. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Ain't had no peace in the farm, gone since my little red rooster's been gone.
Stones Now. From 1965, we started off the opening cut, Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. That was followed by Down Home Girl. After that was a cover of Chuck Berry's You Can't Catch Me. Then we had two Jagger Richard compositions when they first started writing their own stuff. First one was Heart of Stone, which was one of their singles, and What a Shame, which I believe was the flip side of that single. And that was followed by a cover of Bo Diddley's Mona. And the interesting thing about that is when Bo first heard the Stones do that, Brian Jones, of course, was doing the rhythm guitar on that cut, and Bo said, "Wow, that guy's really got my sound down, doesn't he?" And he sure did. We then heard Down the Road a piece. To me, one of their best early works. After that was Off the Hook, yet another Jagger Richards composition, which they put on the album. That was followed by Pain in My Heart. Ooh, baby, we got a good thing going. Little Red Rooster, Willie Dixon. And we finished it up with one more Jagger Richard composition, Surprise, Surprise. A very, very good album that was actually recorded in 1964. A lot of it was recorded at Chess Studios in Chicago. And they had some really interesting people there. I believe Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry were both watching those recording sessions as they happened, having a good time, as the story goes. Okay, that finishes our first perfect album, and we're going to move on to our second one. This one is from July of 1965, and it's the first studio album by another British invasion group, the Yardbirds. And the album was named For Your Love, same as their first single. Enjoy.
Call you. that's what I got to say. I can do without. Talking, that's what I got to say. That's what things are awful. Not just being awful, that's what things are blaming. Not just being famous, that's one thing I can do without.
Yeah, don't you know? I'm all dressed up up a dump. Please to go, I've got a whim or to the right of me. I got a whim or to the left of me. I got a whim and all around me. But I ain't got you. No, I ain't got you. No, I ain't got you.
Thank you. in my arms. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
The second perfect album of the night came from July 1965, The Yardbirds, For Your Love, which was their first studio album. It started off with For Your Love, their third U.S. single, followed by I'm Not Talking, written by Mose Allison. That was followed by Putty in Your Hands, I Ain't Got You, Got to Hurry, and I Ain't Done Wrong, which was a Keith Relf composition. That was followed by I Wish You Would, another single from that album. We heard A Certain Girl, Sweet Music, which was produced by Manfred Mann, and yet another single from that album, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. We ended up with My Girl Sloopy, which, if that does sound familiar to you, yes it was. It was later covered by the McCoys and was called Hang On Sloopy. Another interesting fact about the Yardbirds is that Eric Clapton was the second guitarist with that group when they really started rolling, and he was in fact on their first album, which was a live one called Five Live Yardbirds. They put out some singles like Wish You Would, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, and For Your Love. Eric Clapton, a blues purist at the time, really didn't like the direction the band was taking, so he quit to join up with John Mayall and his Blues Breakers. The Yardbirds then turned to Jimmy Page, who was a popular session musician at the time. He didn't want to give up his lucrative session career, and he was kind of worried about the rigors of a road band. So he, in turn, went to his friend Jeff Beck. And Jeff Beck stayed with that group until their breakup. Interesting enough also is that Jimmy Page did come back to the Yardbirds. He joined up with them when Paul Samwell Smith, the bass player, quit. He agreed to play bass guitar until Chris Strea, the rhythm guitarist, rehearsed on the instrument and did some notable work with them, working along with Jeff Beck on guitar in Happenings 10 Years Time Ago. Fascinating. Well, that's about all the time we have tonight, but before we go, we want to remind you about our friends out there, Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus, The Randy Bone Show, and Let There Be Country. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.